Remember, you're listening to a show that refers to you as a maggot. Self-esteem much? And now back to Rad Radio.
Oh, we got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Timothy.
Hi, Timothy.
We were talking earlier about ADHD, adult ADHD in particular, whether really diagnosed or just like, well, it sure seems like I can't keep focused on certain topics or tasks. And we mentioned various things that various show members do, and other people wrote in about making lists or prioritizing, things like that. Timothy wrote in and said, I've been hearing people talk about making lists for themselves to help with ADHD, real or undiagnosed, whatever. I found an app. It cost me $2, and they have a website as well. You can write in any task that you want to do, and it can break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks. So maybe, you know, I don't know. I've never used it or whatever. But it, like, the whole house has to be cleaned. Well, okay, does the app maybe break it down to, we'll start with the room that you spend the most time in? Or I don't know. I've never used it or whatever. It says it has several other tools that you can use. Since I don't know it or whatever, if you want to find it, I'm not going to give you the name since I didn't even look at it. But if you Googled, you know, app to help with ADHD or app to help with tasks or task management, I'm sure you would find either it or others and probably some free ones as well.
Honestly, what sounds... That sounds great if it's exactly like your example, but not just with cleaning the house tasks, other things as well. Because I actually have a cleaning book that I had ordered. It's from it's like from people that do housekeeping for a living. Oh. And so they put this work, it's basically a workbook, but the way that they categorize on what days and what parts of the house to do, I would have never thought of, and makes so much sense. And literally, because there are times I'll have people come over and clean, and then there are times that I'll do it. So when I do it, I look at this and I'm like, the way they break it down, it is not stressful. It almost makes it fun, dare I say, because it's not overwhelming. And I'm like, yep, only people that do this for a living would know how to break this down this way. So if the app works that way, yeah, I mean, yeah.
And in the end, all of these tools are meaningless if you don't still initiate and implement the discipline then.
Yeah.
You know, because it's real easy for a lot of us to take that list that we made and just put it to the side and watch a movie for a couple hours.
I wonder if any of these apps have like that list and it helps you out and then it goes, you're not doing good. Here's an online doctor. Chat with us to get this medication.
Speaking of.
Yes.
And now, baby, here's Dr. Rob, the doctor of love. Dr. Rob.
All right, here's how the Dr. Rob segment works. You got a question, a comment, a problem of your own. Our phone number is 888-989-9811. You can always write to the doctor, rad@radradio.com, remembering I am not really a doctor and that you should suck it. So when we started the Dr. Rob segment yesterday, I said I had three total emails that are all kind of sort of somewhat related in terms of they kind of test your boundaries related to comfortability and comfort level. And in the first example, I mean, I guess sex or porn was involved. Remember, it was a woman whose husband has a friend, used to work with him, still friends with him, but the dude quit working 5 years ago, and he's been doing an OnlyFans account with his girlfriend, and they make porn together for the last 5 years. And the letter writer, she met the friend once, and she described him as a little rough around the edges, but a nice person. And husband finally said, hey, let's all go out to dinner. And she was like, she wrote, I don't want to invite that chaos into my life. She says, I'm not against porn. She says, I watch it and enjoy it periodically, but I don't want to invite that chaos into my life. The conversation will inevitably end up on that topic, and I know I'll be uncomfortable. And we spent the time, first of all, trying to figure out what was missing. It wasn't a very detailed email. Something that just now occurred to me that we didn't mention yesterday is, why after 5 years is the husband finally saying, let's all meet? Because when there's a lack of details, we all have to do what I call pulling a Kyle. We have to create the story.
Fun, isn't it?
And a lot of people went to the place of, is the husband trying to suggest that he wants to do the same thing? Is he looking for a foursome? I mean, you know, none of these things were mentioned in the email.
Yeah.
But we were forced to go down that road, and we talked about, okay, why are you so uncomfortable if you watch porn? Is it because... She hasn't updated it yet, but I know a lot of you were after we did the segment, we got emails like, you said you had more. Now I'm all intrigued. And I'm sorry we ran out of time, but I promise.
Forced listening.
We will, and that wasn't my intention. It worked out that way. I'm usually very transparent when that's what I'm doing. All right, next one. This is from, let's see, a name withheld woman.
Hey, girl.
All right. She says, it's a very short email as well, but I get it. She's there. Hey, Rob, is it normal? Now, who cares? In the sense of, I don't know what normal is. Normal statistically is defined as 51% or more of the population does something. Who cares? So what? Everybody that isn't, I guess in America right now today, if you're not white, you're not normal. If you're not straight, you're not normal. Stop it. Who cares about normal? Right? You can go down that road in so many different directions. That's a general rule. So I would rather she replaces the word knowing what she's about to say with something like, is it concerning? Is it odd?
Ooh, I like that, because I think what people really mean is that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to make sure whatever it is, that it's not going to a bad place, an illegal place, a scary place. And so, yeah, I think it should be replaced with those words, because I really think that's what, at any given time, yeah, we've all said that, is this normal, is what we really mean.
I mean, because as far as I know and whatever statistics I can find, no, this isn't normal, but that's totally irrelevant to why she's writing. So she uses the word normal. For a male, heterosexual man to be checking out a gay cruisers app. In other words, an app for meeting up with gay men, basically. And she tells me the particular site she's talking about. She says, I don't know what to think or what to do. We have been married over 30 years. My stomach is just in knots, and I can't fathom the idea of sleeping with this man again. I have no one to ask about this without raising suspicions. That's the entire email. Wow. So I don't know how she found out. Don't have any of that context. Did he share it? Did she see it? Whatever. I had never heard of this website or this app, so I went online, and I did a little research. It is a map-based. They describe themselves as a hookup web app for gay, bisexual, and bi-curious men. And the website features a map that shows the approximate locations of nearby users who are currently or recently online, as well as popular meeting spots in the area. You can browse the map to view profiles, chat, share pictures with potential partners in your area. It's like any other, I think, dating app. You know, you can do it for free, or you can sign up and communicate better, or get better access to things. So, and I went on the app using I was able to fake through a trick that Ian from Tech2U was hosting Tech2U Tuesday this morning, a totally fake location. So they put me in, I don't know, Wisconsin or something like that. And they give you like dots in your state that are close to your location. And if you scroll over the dots, you get the profile picture, and they're all male genitalia. You know, again, so it's kind of like a Tinder on steroids, only it's only for gay men type thing. So 30 years of marriage, heterosexual man, and he's looking at a site that I spent honest to God, a total of 2 minutes on this website. But all I could tell was it is clearly designed exactly as the way they say. This is for casual hookups amongst gay and bisexual and bi-curious men. So 30 years of marriage, you have no one to talk to without raising questions, and apparently that includes your husband, which kind of would lead back to the where did you get this information thing, because, you know, how could you start the conversation? I, in and of itself, it could be nothing, and I think I want to start there before you do something drastic here. It could be curiosity. I don't know. How much time is he spending on this? Is this a daily thing? Is this something he stumbled into? I mean, look, if you watch porn on a regular basis, daily or whatever, you eventually, depending on how prolific you are at it, you stumble into something you didn't want to see. Doesn't have to be, like, we can use the example of as a heterosexual man, you suddenly find out, oh, this video that I thought was going to be two guys and a girl, where they're both, you know, plowing her. Oh, they also plow each other. And you're like, oh, whoops. But you can also stumble into things that you didn't want to see, whether it be certain fetishes or things that weren't in the thumbnail.
That seems different.
So
that seems very different because you didn't. This is an app that you specifically download that's only for this.
Yeah.
And you said this is specifically really the main thing of it is to meet up.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my thing.
They literally describe themselves as a hookup web app.
I don't care if this. I appreciate that she felt the need to give us a detail of what it is. But it doesn't matter that it's catered to gay men. Wouldn't you still be upset if this is a hookup app for him to hook up with other women?
Oh.
It's that your husband is wanting to hook up with someone else. I understand that. Gosh, how do I say this without? I don't want to. Well, this isn't offensive. This is, my God.
Well, everything's offensive to someone.
You're a heterosexual couple, so of course it would be shocking to see that someone you've always known to be heterosexual with you is looking at something that is homosexual, not what your husband is. Okay, that's maybe a shock, of course, but I am more focused on, as a wife, the fact that your husband just wants to, he has downloaded an app to hook up with someone. Whether it's male or female, that's a problem. And that's the discussion. Don't make the focus that it's a site for gay men or bisexual men. It's that he even is on something, wanting something with someone else. That's a problem. Because I really hope, and I'm not making this like you're, I hope this isn't coming across like, I don't think you're homophobic. I'm saying sometimes we do these things to maybe soften the blow. I don't know. Or that it makes it worse somehow. No, the male or female, what would make my stomach sick is that he even downloaded something to where he would meet someone else for sex. And that's where you start. And I don't care how you came across it. I don't care if you were snooping. That is irrelevant. And if that becomes the focus of the argument, we got bigger problems. Because the issue is, you go to him, why are you wanting to hook up with someone else? Don't just, if you make it something that's, are you gay? Okay, maybe that could be a separate conversation because maybe he is and he's realized that after all this time.
Which happens. And that'll come up with your approach eventually.
Right, and that would be a very devastating thing for you while you're also thinking, do I be supportive? Of course, you cannot be supportive in the moment. It doesn't mean you're homophobic. It means you were my husband and wait a minute, all this time you were actually gay. That could be the conversation later, but the original thing is, why are you wanting to go outside our marriage? You've clearly downloaded something to where you would meet someone for sex.
That's so funny because I viewed this entire thing through my toxic male raised in the 70s thing, and I did what the way I think she wrote it. I focused on the gay part. Because I totally miss the point you're making, because I think I get so protective of the right of people to have these fantasies that oftentimes are just that, right? I mean, like, switch the roles again, keep the dating app part of it out of it, because I never got that connection that Dawn just so brilliantly made. That's what this is about. If a dude finds out that his girl is watching lesbian porn all the time, most dudes don't care. Now, a woman finds out that her man, all heterosexual, is finding out gay porn all the time, quote, quote, it tends to lead to a different conversation of, wait, now, this is part of, and I got stuck on that, because you're right. The fact is, and that's why you interrupted me with my examples of porn things. It's one thing to look at weird porn, whether you're doing it intentionally or accidentally.
If something pops up that you didn't think would be there, this is, you are downloading an app that is specific for this. It's not just going to pop up. You made it pop up. You downloaded it. That's the problem.
Now, I mean, we she didn't give us a lot of details, so here's where I get to make things up, and
here's
the fun part.
Oh, God.
Maybe he is a homophobe, and maybe he's just downloading the app to see, like, maybe, I don't know if you guys have kids, but maybe he's worried, like, you know, if you have a son or a daughter or somebody, like, let's use the son, for example, maybe he's worried that the son's gay. He's checking the app to see if he's on this app, or there's a coworker or something, or there's gay people in the community that he wants to avoid at all costs. And he's just using it to kind of like a Megan's Law, like avoid these dots.
Boy, that would be, if some guy gave that excuse.
Wow.
I mean, that is like, I'm sorry, the big red light. Go, really? That's what you were doing? I mean, if any it's woman believes that.
Wouldn't you know your husband of 30 years is that homophobic?
I'm sure that excuse is out there, but that's where when we know we're vulnerable, not that gullible. Oh, honey, you were just checking to make sure you can avoid the gay people in town. Okay. But it's a site to specifically, you know, date and down. Oh, okay, honey. Seriously. I'm not saying Kyle's not wrong.
No, you know,
Kyle's right that someone would come up with that excuse. We're dumb if we believe it.
I mean, I not to discredit what Kyle is saying, but I do think it's a stretch. And unfortunately, I do think that there are people out there that would use an app like this to specifically target certain people of certain sexualities or genders and make them a victim, you know, to attack them for some reason, which would be completely awful. And I'm not saying that that's what Kyle was implying at all. But that's the dark side of the internet that's unfortunately real, but hopefully not too common.
Well, and if your husband was doing that, that's a problem also.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you're married to someone that literally has this kind of hate and wants to do that.
Back to the more fun part of it, loosely.
Oh, there's a fun part.
Well, I mean, we're not going and targeting people and killing them for their choices or the way that they are and who they are. But with the letter writer's husband, a conversation clearly needs to happen at some point soon, hopefully, because you now have the burden of knowledge that this app even exists on your husband's phone. Whether or not he's using it as like an outlet to out of curiosity, just trying to see what's out there, or if he is legitimately trying to explore that side of his sexuality, you need to have a conversation with him and he needs to be honest with you about it. And I think that's all going to come down to how you approach it. And if you are staunchly against it and you don't want him engaging in this behavior, which sounds like you don't, and I agree with you. I totally understand where you're coming from. But if this is his, if he's wanting to explore this or this is a part of him, he needs to be able to articulate that to you so that you're both honest with each other about what's going on. And where that goes from there is completely up to both of you, because if this is a deal breaker for you, letter writer, then that's got to be it. And if he's willing to talk to you about it, then great. But honestly, if you go in guns a-blazing and saying, what are you doing? Are you cheating on me? Which are all valid questions. Yes, I understand. But there has to be a way to approach it in a way that's comfortable enough for him to be open and honest with you about it.
Greg wrote in and said, I'm perplexed that she didn't ask her husband. 30 years is a long-ass time to not just approach your person. Am I missing something? Well, we all are. And again, I mean, she's clearly very upset. And I read the entire email. We're missing, like, the details of it. Dawn's still right that it doesn't matter. She has the burden of knowledge. But the question that would, in my mind, would come in, if I found this out, I would be like, I would try to explore as I'm, you know, how am I finding out, first of all?
Yep.
You know, and then it's like, how much, why, it's an app, is it downloaded? Is she misspeaking? How much time is he spending on it, et cetera? But either way, okay, whether you do that or not, in the end, Dawn and Brandon have already nailed it. There's nothing that can be done here other than having a conversation with the husband and doing it, as both Dawn and Brandon have presented, in the right way.
I'm having trouble.
And confronting it.
I'm having trouble with the right way because he's the one that downloaded this. I don't need to walk on eggshells about it. If he needs to, if I later on need to lovingly have him feel comfortable as to why, great, I can get there. But initially, no, I'm sorry. I didn't do anything wrong. He did. He downloaded this. Why? I don't need to let me make sure you feel okay so you can be open and honest. Right? No, if you are angry and upset, that is valid. He did this, not you. I hate this whole thing of like, well, now I need to cater to, what if he is that way? And I need to make sure there's a place for that. There's a time and place for that. I'm not saying that, but too many times we forget about the person that's been in that marriage for, she's 30 years, she's sick to her stomach. She doesn't need to be walking on eggshells to make sure this is the most comfortable experience for him.
True. But I think we're missing half the story here. You said, okay, if he's suddenly bi-curious or he's realized he's gay, that can come up.
Yes.
But you also said that he's done something wrong. So,
well, that's what that's how you would feel.
We've leapt to a conclusion here. So maybe the approach is as simple as, again, how did she find out, right? Does she just say to him, I don't know, hands him his phone, says, what is this? Or says to him, look, I saw, I know, I found out, whatever, that you're on this app. Why? Without any accusations. What is the meaning of this? And in your mind, you've got all the things. Let's just do, you've got the Dawn mindset. You know, it's a hookup app. You know, so if he starts, goes down the Kyle road, or if he goes down the toxic male Rob old school road of, well, you know what? I got to be honest. You know, I've always had a thing about gay porn. This is not gay porn. That's where she leaps.
Exactly, right.
This is not gay porn. It's an that's
this is
the
a hookup.
Look, I'm not. I can't come up with the because of the limited details. I can't come up with the legitimate answer that's going to make her go, oh, okay. I would need a lot more information, though.
We eventually, okay, in any situation, we would hope, right, in all of our relationships, whatever it is you're discussing, there is a place for someone to be able to, in a safe place, express that they're upset about something, but then also get to a place of love and understanding and hearing each other. Like, all of those things should exist. You don't want one without the other. So I just don't want her to feel like she can't feel that way. And my thing of where I initially, when I'm saying he's done something wrong, maybe he hasn't even met up with someone yet. You're married 30 years. And if you are curious about something that you didn't talk to your wife about at first is what bothers me. The fact that you downloaded an app behind her back, I have real issues with stuff like that. Like, I hate that, right? Like, it's 30 years. You can't come to her and whatever. He didn't. It's done. It's over. He didn't come to her. But that could be another layer of why she feels this way. Maybe this is a woman thing, you know, to where it's like, you don't come to me first. You download that. You feel like they've already done something behind your back just from downloading it.
I mean, it's going to be hard to confront him, but you're going to feel so much better the second you do. You're going to know for sure exactly what's going on, hopefully.
That is unfortunately the first step is you're all of us, and you're the ones actually in the situation, we're all swimming in ignorance here because none of us know what's going on. And that is the first step towards getting this resolved in one way or another.
I don't
know. Hello there, Megan, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
So I've actually been in this situation. I found that my ex had been speaking and hooking up and talking to men for a period of 4 years by the time I found it all. And yes, it was devastating, heartbreaking, because he was cheating. Not because of the male aspect, but because he was cheating.
Exactly, yes.
Yep. Okay, let me throw this in from Steven, because I understand why he's mentioning this, because this is how it's described. It's a web app for gay, bisexual, bi-curious men for hookups. Steven wrote in and said, web apps are visited on your browser. They are not downloaded, and it seems like this matters in the current story where Dawn keeps saying how much worse the act of downloading the app is than just visiting and making a profile in the browser, better or worse. So see this, again, without knowing anything, if my wife were to go into my history today on my laptop, she would see that I was on this right. web app
yeah.
for 2 minutes and would maybe, now again, background, come to me and go, babe, I was using your laptop. I went to the history, whatever, who cares why, whatever. What is this? And I would say to her, well, show prep, here's the email, had to look into it. Like, okay, that explains everything. So,
see, I'm sorry, I hate doing this again. But if you're with someone, like I would feel like, because Christina is so smart, I think her and loves you, right? I think her initial thing would be like, dear Lord, what did he have to research for work? Because she knows that you do that, okay? Do you know what I mean?
A quick side note to keep things light. Right. I forget what it was,
yeah.
But we were having one of those private husband-wife conversations that you hope Alexa isn't really picking up. And it was a dark conversation where, yeah. And it was like about, it was something illegal that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And it was a term that came from a TV show or a movie or whatever. And she said, Google it. I said, I'm not going to Google that. The FBI is probably already coming. And she said, that's why I'm telling you to Google it. You're already going to jail for all your show prep stuff.
Right. So, I mean, okay. And that, okay. To your point of that, Because that, if you're with someone who has, you know, they're in a line of work to where they would be doing that, that's usually where you'd initially go. And then you go from there and hope that's what it is.
Right.
So is, hey, sometimes we act emotional at first.
What?
And maybe she's sitting there going, oh, yeah, that's right. He's an FBI agent.
Hello there. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
So my comment's simple enough, and I don't mean to say that we're not supposed to have open, honest, or safe-space conversations, but I still find it bizarre to me that this wife would go to her husband, ask about this website, and he's going to say, oh, yes, honey, I was going to hook up with a dude. What world is that, again, where he says that he was going to do that? I can't picture it.
So what would you suggest then would be her course of action?
Well, no one would like it, but I would. You've already snooped a little bit, apparently. I would keep snooping.
Okay.
Oh,
mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because no guy is going to just come right out and say.
But there are.
I'm aware.
Whoa. Okay, he is correct. There are people that would deny, and make up whatever. But there are actual people that go, yep, I did it. That was me. And now we're having the conversation.
I've been living a lie for this many years.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Now we know it's not an app that you download. So it's a web-based app. So you're doing it on the website. But just to lighten the mood, we got this from Jacob. Says maybe the guy has a buddy who downloaded it on his phone as a joke. I've downloaded Grindr on a friend's phone one night. His girlfriend lost her crap when she found it.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
He only plays a doctor on the radio.
Oh, man.
He's like, what is this?
Oh, God.
You go even further, create a profile for him?
Oh,
Jesus.
God. Oh, my God.
You can write to the doctor anytime, rad@radradio.com.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob,
anybody,
and Dawn Show.